from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So the interesting thing about this is it feels like a lot of us that you did it correctly. I think you read it right. You read it exactly how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the a few of the basketball websites that we go to, they read it like I think everybody else did. And it's like so I know people don't like it, but these guys are actually, maybe you call them aggregators or whatever, but I think they're fine. Like, they're not fake news type people. NBA Central is what it is, but they changed their name to Dunk Central because they don't want to be associated. They're really trying to, like, stay up on real news, so they changed their name to Dunk Central. And they tweeted out, Isaiah Thomas will join the Sacramento Kings for a competitive workout this week with other free agents per Sean Cunningham. And it says the return, and it has, you know, the eye emojis, and it's him in a basketball uniform, a Kings uniform. Basketball forever. Isaiah Thomas will join the Sacramento Kings for a competitive workout this weekend. It will be a trip down memory lane for IT, who started NBA career in Sacramento via Sean Cunningham. Kings uniform.
Read that one back.
Isaiah Thomas will join the Sacramento Kings for
a competitive. Isaiah Thomas will join the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it says.
Exactly.
Isaiah Thomas will be among a few free agents in Sacramento this week for some competitive workouts with Kings roster players, mm-hmm, who are in town.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the same thing as the Sacramento Kings.
It's 100% not. And it gets even, quote unquote, worse. NBA retweet.
Jesus.
You'll love this one. The Sacramento Kings have invited Isaiah Thomas to participate in a competitive workout this week.
That's not.
Via Sean Cunningham. So, yeah. Yeah. But I do think it's not accurate. I do think it is out of excitement.
Can you, are you in there? Is Jesse in there?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have Sean's number? Can you call him and see if he'll talk to us for like two minutes. I just want to ask him this one question because he's the guy who reported it. Like,
right.
he could but clearly.
To your point, Sean's tweet doesn't say
it seems,
anything that, not shouldn't say anything, but it doesn't say the things that are in these tweets. But I also think it's from maybe I'm just looking at it from rose-colored glasses. I think it's from a pure place. I think people want Isaiah Thomas to have an opportunity back in the league. And they see that, they see the Kings, they see Sean Cunningham. He's respected in the game, and they get excited about it. And they say things that aren't really being said.
You could just changing, like, just adding the Sacramento Kings instead of with Kings players. Boy, that is just a very, very different.
Yeah.
That has a very different meaning.
And not even here to stall myself. I saw Sean's tweet, so I didn't see these, mm-hmm, other ones. If I would have saw the other ones, I would have been like, oh, snap, they said that the King. No, I saw Sean's tweet, and I just read it how I wanted to read it, I guess.
I didn't realize people read it that way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what got people, like, really excited about it. They looked at it as basically a king's invite.
Well, I mean, hey, that'd be awesome if that's what it turned into, or what it was, or what it became, or whatever. But
I wonder where it's going to be. Somebody need to let me know. I'm going to pull up on them, man. I'm going to pull up on the workout.
Oh.
I ain't going to work out. I just, you know, I'm going to pull up. Just going to be there. Say what's up.
Oh, okay. Oh, like everyone read this tweet differently than I did. Wow.
Well, you are on the right side of history. You read it right.
Well, now I'm not so sure. I'm really outnumbered. It's 20-1. It's 20-1. I gotta get to the bottom of that.
I think you read it the correct way. I think we all got a little excited about it and read it however we wanted to read it.
All right. Well, if we can get Sean, we'll just flat out ask him.
Well, Sean was clear as day, though, in the tweet. Like,
well, I think
it's clear
he was.
When you read it.
I think he was.
I absolutely feel it's clear as day.
Hey, I'm looking to see if he tweeted after. Hey, just to follow up,
no, he just,
some of y'all need to chill.
It's out there.
Because y'all out here bugging. Yeah, Sean did not. Sean did not do that. He was probably buying his tickets for his next concert festival. All right. You know who we need to get on the show?
What's that?
Since we need to get Luke Wood on the show.
Yeah.
President, we need to do that before like things get chaotic in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Sean said he can come in 16 minutes. We got Jason Jones. How do we want to work that?
That is so specific that he can join us in 16 minutes.
I'm assuming
minutes.
That means 3:20.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll give him a call then.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll call him in 20 minutes and we'll just ask him the one question and leave it alone.
Once again, reading Sean's tweet, once again, makes perfect sense. Like, it's clear as day. Fan favorite Isaiah Thomas will be among a few free agents in Sacramento this week for some competitive workouts with Kings roster players who are in town.
You know what would be funny is if he's on with Draper right now and he's like, hey, I'll call you guys as soon as I get off. As soon as I get off this little radio, I'll call you. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
But that's the power of the Isaiah Thomas name, man, and the love that people have for him across the league. Mm. I saw a lot of, because I was going through the quote tweets, like, God, I might have gotten this thing wrong. Lonnie Walker was another name that Kings fans were really excited about.
Yeah, I like Lonnie Walker. I don't know if he fits for how this roster is. There's already a bit of a log jam at the shooting guard position. So I don't know if you can find a way to have him on the roster with everything that's going on, but I'm a big Lonnie Walker fan. I think he can play. I think he can help this team. But I don't know where the minutes would be if he even got the invite to camp or something like that.
Yeah. ESPN did some predictions for this upcoming season. Not a ton of Kings mentions, though the panel of experts seem to have some positive feelings about the Sacramento Kings and the DeMar DeRozan signing, noting that they ranked teams that they thought would have the biggest turnaround. Kings were on that list. They talked about players. They ranked players who they thought would have the biggest impacts on their new teams. Mm-hmm. DeMar was on that list. They do have Malik Monk and Alex Caruso tied for Sixth Man of the Year. Mm. They did award predicting. Luka Doncic, I think, was their MVP prediction. Mm-hmm. Wemby was Defensive Player of the Year and Most Improved Player, if I remember correctly, as I'm pretending like I don't have this still pulled up in front of me. Yep, I do right here. But yeah, they had Malik and Alex Caruso as the tied for the Sixth Man of the Year.
That makes sense. I mean,
it's going to be tough to do when you're the starting two guard.
I was just about to say, that's an assumption that he's going to be coming off the bench. But I don't see any reason why Malik Monk would have any less of a season than he's had these last 2 years.
Yeah, that's kind of what it says. They talk about the addition of DeMar DeRozan. Arpana believes Malik Monk will finally claim the title, Sixth Man of the Year. If the shooting guard has anywhere near the career best season he had in 23-24, he is a front runner for the award. And then they go on to talk about Alex Caruso and what a great fit he is for Oklahoma City and how he could be right behind him in that conversation.
Yeah, Alex Caruso, that's also going to be – it's one of the things I want to see with the Thunder. I mean, it was a heck of a move by them to go get Alex Caruso, especially for a guy like Josh Giddey who just wasn't going to be in your future plans. But what does that do at the end of games? You know, you've got Shea, you've got Dort, you got Jalen Williams. I'm assuming you'll have Hartenstein and you'll have Chet Holmgren.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
situational?
Who's, could be.
Like if you need Alex Caruso on De'Aaron, maybe Dort's having a bad night. I mean, it could not be a locked closing lineup is what I'm saying.
My situation is, or my question to those situations are, do you get better than what you're doing? If you say, man, Dort ain't it, like, he's not it today. I'm putting Caruso in there. It kind of feels like you got the same issues, unless Dort's not playing good defense, but you try and get a better defender out there, but you still have problems spreading the floor.
I don't feel like – oh, okay, so you're talking about on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that you're – yeah, I don't think I think you're looking with those two purely on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, purely on the defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're just looking to strengthen that identity on their
because part. I guess what I'm saying, though, is also are you strengthening it?
How would it be worse?
It wouldn't be. So why would it wouldn't be different is what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't be better. Like, Dort is a hell of a defender.
Well, not having a fall off is a good thing, too, though, isn't it? Like, if Lu Dort is not playing well, if Lu Dort is injured.
Mm-hmm. He's injured for sure.
I don't think there's a scenario where having another guy who could play defense the way Alex Caruso can on your lineup is a bad thing. Now, maybe this doesn't catapult them to 65 victories, but if it did more to keep him in the 57-58 range of victories, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. But everybody, I guess the premise I'm looking at it from is everybody think OKC about to be better. I don't know if it makes you better.
Well,
I think it helps you maintain where you're at.
But that could be multi-layered too. Mm-hmm. They could be so they clearly didn't get worse. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
The improvement could come from the improvement. SGA could be even better. Chet Holmgren, I think, is going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hardenstein's a really good pickup. I thought he had a great run with New York. You mentioned Lu Dort already. Who am I missing? Jalen Williams. Mm-hmm. They love Jalen Williams. Mm-hmm. So there's your improvement. It's not locked.
Right.
It's just it goes into the fictitious timelines that we create for basketball teams, right? They're a step ahead. They're a step ahead. They're a step ahead. This is where it gets tricky for Oklahoma City. I don't think anyone thought Oklahoma City was going to do that last season.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's this fictitious timeline of, oh, you go here, and then you go here, and then you go here. The Thunder pretty much skipped all of that in the regular season and went here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is that who they are?
Mm-hmm.
And can they grow from that? Because it seems like we had this idea of what Oklahoma City's growth would look like, and they surpassed it. Thinking they're going to grow at that level again, I think is probably a bit foolish.
Mm-hmm.
But can they maintain a top spot in the Western Conference? I think that's very realistic. And then they're going to start entering a category, maybe not quite yet. It could happen this season, depending on how the regular season goes, where they're going to wind up one of those teams who gets judged by what they do in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You win in 57-58 games. Okay, I don't want to see, you know, the fifth seed Dallas Mavericks in the playoffs or in the conference finals.
Right, right. And Peyton in the chat says, and maybe I'm in the same boat that you are with Minnesota with OKC, but Peyton in the chat, the Matthews Matthews Chatty House says, you can have dark guard or forward instead of a guard. It'll be tough to match up for Dallas, for example. Okay, well, what happens with Hartenstein? You just paid $60 million for him. and he can't play?
Well, that, but I hear you. I think what Peyton is saying, it's just situational. Mm. Like, maybe this night's better for Hartenstein. Maybe most nights are better for Hartenstein. Maybe this one particular night is better to have Dort and Caruso out.
They got
there.
Money. They got money to blow, maybe, so it's all good. But I'm not spending $60 million on a situational player.
But I don't think it's a situational player. I think it's a situational closing scenario.
Is DeMar DeRozan situational?
No, but the Sacramento Kings are made up differently.
True, but if you're looking, maybe
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
They're in a different spot, right? Like, they have their guys. I just don't. I'm not a guy that isn't guaranteed to close the games. Isn't somebody where I'm looking at, they're going to make this improvement. Like you said, they didn't get worse. They didn't get worse, and there's value in that alone. But to think that they're going to jump up, or they separated themselves from other people in the West. I gotta say.
I don't think they separated themselves from anyone. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be along the lines of what they were last year, maybe marginally better. The separation comes from the fact I don't think Denver is going to be a 57-win team. And I, as you just noted, I don't think Minnesota is going to be a 57-win team. And that's where I feel like the separation comes. And then the Kings are winning 68, so it doesn't really matter.
That's the one
seed. It doesn't, I mean.
That's the one seed.
Y'all are fighting for you. Y'all are fighting for second. We're going to come back. Sean Cunningham is going to join us for 2 seconds to give us a little bit of clarity on his tweet. And then Jason Jones is going to join us. So that's all coming up here. Stilo and Casey, episode number 999. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Speaking of, I just watched the King of the Court. I was talking about on YouTube TV. I don't know if you ever take a gander through the guide. And you see the Overtime Elite channel? You ever watch that?
I haven't.
Yeah. They got the Overtime Elite channel. And I'm watching it right now. And they're doing like at their All-Star game, they're doing like a Queen of the Court competition. Kind of like King of the Court, but the women.
And that's on what channel? That's Overtime. On YouTube, I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so they're doing the Queen of the Court. And in a game they just had, it was Gilbert Arenas' daughter going up against Ja Morant's sister in a Queen of the Court. And it's not like a celebrity thing. Like these two young ladies are really good.
They're, you know what has a, and I think I knew this, I just don't know that I ever paid attention to it before, that Peacock has a channel guide.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching.
They got a bunch of channels.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on it. Like, I was watching Good Times for a minute, waiting for the convention to start. I watched
Bravo's on there.
Yeah, they got they got an Office channel, but they got it like an SNL channel. They got all sorts. I was like, God, there's a ton of stuff.
Check out my show, The Office.
Yeah, your show, all right.
I only say that, I bring all that up because that Bryson Tiller was playing on the way in, and that's who I just finished watching playing. It was Bryson Tiller. The basketball player, not the singer.
Right.
He's a good, that's a big boy, too. He looked like he about 6'7", kind of chiseled. He won King of the Court.
It's an elite time to have that name.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good time. You could fool a lot of people. You could fool a lot of people with that one. Our man Jason Jones going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk to Sean Cunningham for like 2 seconds to get clarification on this tweet. He's probably thinking, what the hell? I just did your stupid radio station the other day for the entire morning with James. Why do you guys keep bothering me?
I think you're 100% correct with what
I think I am too, but I am awfully nervous. There's
a like I said, it's clear as day once you kind of read the tweet. Like, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So people just saw Isaiah, workout, Kings, and were amped. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's really what it
comes to. I understand. I understand. I was really hoping, because I have Sean's Twitter page in front of me. We're ready? Is it Sean? Oh, hey, Sean. Very sorry to bother you. This will take like 2 seconds. I promise we'll let you get back to booking concert tickets or whatever you're doing right now.
The answer is always Rihanna.
Always. Always. Can you clarify your Isaiah Thomas tweet? I read it as Isaiah Thomas is going to work out with some basketball players and some guys who are free agents in the city of Sacramento. Is that an accurate way to interpret that tweet?
Yeah.
It's not wow. Isaiah Thomas is coming to work out for the Sacramento Kings, right?
Well, I think, okay, so there's two ways to look at it, which is you look at opportunities in the league, and this, of course, is absolutely one of them. This is a, make no mistake, to open some eyes, to possibly go through a couple things, but the crux of the opportunity is for him to come in and give roster players who are currently in town some competitive workouts. And so, you know, is this different from summer league or bringing them in specifically for a individual workout? Yes, but this is, make no mistake, an opportunity for Isaiah Thomas to hopefully open some eyes. He obviously still has aspirations of getting back into the league. We saw what happened last year, of course, with not only G League, but ended up in Phoenix on a 10-day, played, I think, 6 games maybe it was in total. But, yeah, this is kind of how some of those things maybe come to fruition at the end of the day, be it with the Kings or somebody else.
And Sean, the other thing about this is, and I think you broke it down perfectly, but just trying to, because a lot of people, myself included, were just like, oh, snap, the Kings, oh, my goodness. Like, that's not what it is. But there will be eyes on Isaiah Thomas and others that may be affiliated with the Kings. But for a lack of a better term, this is not a Kings-sponsored workout.
This is not a well. That's a tough one to answer too, because it's going to take place in their building and their premises, all that stuff. So,
and Monty McNair looking down from his office.
Right. Yeah. So no, it's very much a Kings workout, you know. But it's not a individual. Let's take a individual hard look and work out like a pre-draft workout and try to take some metrics off a player that we think we might be interested in. I think the observations are similar to that, but it's not, you know, a specific workout in that way that sometimes you'll see maybe a guy come in and audition for a 10-day workout or something like that. But again, opportunities are opportunities and however you define them. But I will say this, I mean, I didn't report this, but in the coming weeks, and I don't have clarity on this in terms of when it will take place, or, you know, will maybe some of these free agents that are coming in to work out with the Kings, will they attend as well? But every year the players themselves hold a mini camp, and they'll be doing so this year in San Diego in the coming weeks. So, you know, it could be possible that one of those guys end up in that mini camp. I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but certainly the roster players will certainly be there, and that'll take place in San Diego.
Well, I got to say, I'm sorry, D'Lo. I think we were right.
I think you might have been.
Yeah.
What the hell do I know? That's why we called Sean.
What were you right about?
Well, so Kenny was one of those guys who's like, Isaiah Thomas in Sacramento! And I was like, no, I don't think that's what Sean said. I think Sean said Isaiah is coming to Sacramento and he's working out with some of the players along with Bradley Wants, Scano Anderson, Lonnie Walker, and so on. And it's like, let's not read too much into this.
And then when he said that, I was like, and then I read Sean's tweet again, you know, without the initial excitement. I was like, I think you're actually right. He didn't say, and then you probably saw it, Sean.
You were aggregated,
dunk centrals and all that were like, oh, the Kings have invited Isaiah Thomas per Sean Cunningham for a work. I was like, well, that's not what he said. And I was like,
yeah.
I was in the same boat as D'Lo, but hearing you explain it a little bit, it's a little bit more than just that, it seems like. Potentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, in having some discussions over the past couple of days, it's like, I think there's more people excited that he's going to step foot on Sacramento soil again as if he's never been back in the city. You know, to just be in the city physically, I think people were excited about. But make no mistake, I mean, as Kenny and you both know, I mean, shoot, this guy's an absolute fan favorite, no matter where he goes. Yeah. So people are... You know, it's funny because you'll see people who say, oh, just hang it up. But this guy's drive, I mean, he's willing to do whatever. He's willing to be an old head in the G League. He's willing to be the last man on the bench and still have aspirations of getting back to that Boston Celtics All-Star, possibly MVP candidate that he showed. So he's always going to bet on himself. That's kind of the appeal to him. That's why he's overcome so much adversity in his career at 5'9", with shoes on, kind of a thing. I mean, that's absolutely the appeal to Isaiah Thomas.
All right. We appreciate you, Sean. We know how busy you are. We'll let you get back to work.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
Always. Thank you, Sean. It's our man, Sean Cunningham, right there. As we bring in our man, Jason Jones. I got the first question. You obviously heard us talking about Isaiah Thomas and the excitement over signing him. I do want to say to Jay, though, as we are on episode number 999 of this show, our 1,000th episode will be tomorrow. We've been doing this for 4 years, and you have been our longest-running weekly guest.
Mm.
And
I don't know if that's good or bad, but
he's like the Raw of D'Lo and KC. Raw, the longest running,
episodic weekly,
the longest running episodic guest.
that's what Jason is, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, and I appreciate that because you have never once asked for anything. You have never once been difficult with your time. I'm not saying other people have. It's just. Working with you over the last 4 years has been so like easy, and just know when this station barely had two pennies to rub together, you jumped on with us and helped us build something, and stayed with us through the last 4 years through job changes and all of these different things, man. And I really cannot thank you enough for what you've meant to the show for the last 4 years.
No problem, guys. All I want is Casey to admit his L.A. fandom.
That's all we want.
Have L.A. fandom. And like, what are you guys talking about?
It certainly appears that the two moments right now, it has been it's been tighter than the 2000 election. The top two moments in D'Lo and KC are the Ricky Starks appearance and OK Lake Show, birth of Kenny's love.
Well, now you've gone too far. You've gone too damn far.
I voted for Ricky Starks because the first time I watched AEW, I'm like, I know that guy. I'm like, wow.
I will have to tally the votes from all of the different platforms, but it looks like OK Lake Show.
I mean,
it's going to be the moment. The moment you professed your love.
I don't have any love. You said that again. There's going to be some furniture moving.
Well,
nobody love the Lakers.
Love.
Nobody
love. I mean, I don't know what did it more. That part, the picture, in front of the Dodger store.
I was
mean, the
flicking
the
them off.
It's not I what mean, we flipping them, flicking there's just them. So many moments. I mean, Ricky Starks was great in itself, but I mean, that didn't get repeated in multiple ways.
No, this doesn't have to be repeated either.
What do you mean?
It doesn't have to be. It could have been gone.
But it's not. As Kyle Madsen put, it's in the fabric of the show.
It's in DNA.
It is.
No, it's not. No. Don't encourage him. Neither you don't encourage each other.
It's in the DNA of the show.
This is a King-centric show, not a Lakers.
I mean,
show.
It's King-centric, but you know, you're a Lake Show guy.
No, I'm not. Okay.
It's in your DNA the same way me being a quote hater is in my DNA.
Before we get started, I do want to piggyback off what you said in all seriousness with Jason. Obviously, like one of my big breaks in this whole thing was being able to do Throne Room Breakdown.
Yeah, man.
With Jason Jones, man. And he's a guy that I would read all his stuff. I'd listen to him. And to have a show with him, I was like hyped for it. We did really cool. And then when I got laid off and the show got canceled, I was like, damn, man, like, you know, Jason was hella cool. You know, I was hoping, you know, we'd be able to do this show forever, enjoy talking to him or whatever the case may be, and thought it would be gone. And when we asked them to do D-Lo and KC, you know, I was excited because I was like, oh, I get to rap with my guy Jason again, you know, every week. And to your point, it can't be overstated. Like I said, this isn't comparing it to anybody else, but we just know what the business is. You know, and I think Jason knows our heart. Like, if there was something we could do, we'd do it. Mm-hmm. But not once has he asked for anything. He's always here. If he can't be here, he is, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to make it today, da 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 da. And it's just greatly appreciated for two guys and three guys in a station that's trying to build something from the ground up to have somebody like yourself locked in from day one, man. Man, just greatly appreciate it, man.
This is one of the highlights of the week, so I can't even complain. You know, this is fun. This is a break from work. You know, this is, you know, it's a good time. And then it carries over to my regular life because all my friends listen and they remind me what I said, or like someone on Facebook made a reference to Tyreek's foot the other day. I was like, yeah, so yeah, it's all, you know, my favorite part is when people thought me and Kenny like didn't really like each other.
Yeah.
They're like, they were going back and forth.
Oh, that was great.
They thought, like, oh man, are you guys cool? Is it good? Like, no, nah, we're fine. Guys,
it doesn't have to be like that now. It was just sports.
No, it's the way they are when the cameras are off.
And RIP to J Street Vibes too, you know.
Well,
yeah.
RIP.
Yep, RIP to J Street Vibes.
Best part about J Street Vibes. Hey, guys.
That was like the second ECW.
Oh, no. Not the WWE ECW.
It was there, but then it was like, yeah. Funny, right? Just things just fell apart.
That was J Street Vibes after dark, too. We'd record those at like 11 o'clock.
Oh, man. My God.
Like, hey, man, I got to finish eating real quick. It's 11:45, okay?
Yeah. Probably the best one, though, was that 2020 post-Dodgers one, and I had been drinking.
Oh, he went off.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I remember that.
And I was
remember that.
I don't care what we talk about. I've been drinking Snoop Dogg gin.
He had a pre-record that was akin to, you know, when they say Biggie, before long kiss night.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason had a probably about 15, 20 minute dialogue before that.
Yeah.
I let it. I was like, hey man, go ahead, man.
Jesse had to shred it.
Yeah. I was like, go ahead, do what you gotta do, big dog. Do what you gotta do. Yeah. You won an AAU tournament. I'm not gonna get in the way of that.
See, why we're not doing that. See, as a fellow Dodger fan, you shouldn't be saying
not
this,
a fellow Dodger. Go Padres. Go Fathers. Chase them boys down.
Why won't the Giants chase them down?
Oh, that ain't gonna happen. That just ain't gonna happen. Not this year. That ain't gonna happen.
Couple of quick things here. Again, thanks to Sean Cunningham for joining us for a couple of minutes. Check out his conversation with Jordan McLaughlin on his Twitter page. I just retweeted so you could check out the entire conversation.
Sean does great work.
Yeah. He definitely does. I know you heard us talking about Isaiah Thomas. Does any name in Sacramento bring excitement to the fan base just at the thought of him being back here like Isaiah Thomas does?
I don't know. I mean, that's my guy still. I still, you know, chat with him every now and then, check in, you know, that's still my guy. That whole era, those are all, you know, Rudy, cuz, all of them. As cuz likes to say, we all survive something that most people. Cuz said I was the last one to get out, too.
It feels like Isaiah, he can still play. Like, to me, there ain't even no need for no tryout. I've seen him enough times in the G League, in summer leagues, all this other. Like, he can play in the NBA for sure, but he's doing what he has to do. And I think he's just a hooper. He wants to play just in general. But, Damien, you talked about it a little bit earlier. I think he wants to make sure he's able to, if he has an opportunity, to end his career the way he wants to end it, not being kind of shunned out of the league or anything else like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hooper. Mm-hmm. And he will hoop anywhere. And he's a great guy to be around. Great. I think he'll be good in anyone's locker room. And as much NBA basketball as I watch, you can't convince me there's not a spot for Isaiah Thomas in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing we get stuck on too. But everyone goes younger. Like we talked, like there wasn't a spot for Carmelo. Like Carmelo couldn't end his career the way he wanted to, and that's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Isaiah's and the probably thing not is, be that.
Most guys don't like retire on their own. Most guys are told by the league, we don't want you anymore. That's kind of just the way it is. Most guys don't get to say, this is my final year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my victory lap. Most guys are pretty much told, okay, you're done.
Yeah, Boogie didn't get that. DeMarcus, right. See?
Yeah.
He didn't get that.
Carmelo didn't get that, like, I'm going around for one more year, but he was out of the league and then came back for three more years, right?
Well, but he was out of the league because of what Houston did.
Nobody would sign him.
Yeah, he was. Well, no, I don't think. I think it. What didn't Houston have him?
I thought he just was a free agent that nobody signed, and then
I forgot how that.
I feel like Houston held him hostage for a minute. And then it was, oh, he's not going to take this role. He's not going to take this role. And I can't remember how I don't remember how the Houston thing ended, but that's how he wound up in, was it Portland?
I thought there was a year of just, I thought Houston held him hostage for that season that he mm-hmm. was with Houston. And I think they let him go, whatever happened, and he was just out.
Maybe he re-signed with Portland.
Then he got with Portland. Yeah, I forget how it all goes. But, yeah, most guys don't get to say, okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you. You know, a lot of most guys just don't get signed again, and then one day you go on social media and they announce they've retired. You're like, but you haven't played in 2 years. But, mm-hmm. you know, but then you realize a lot of guys are like, you know, spend a year or two trying to get back in.
Yeah.
How much fun is we'll stay with basketball, but geared to a different part of it. How much fun did you have writing this Slam magazine piece that went up today?
Jeez.
Oh, that was cool, man. I mean, like just the Scoop Jackson conversation alone was like, just like, wow. Just some of the stories of just how he got some of those stories back then. And just kind of everyone I talked to remembering what it was like in the mid-90s for them. Like, you know, and remembering that a lot of the way the media is now, they were doing that back then, and they were made fun of. They were told they weren't doing real work. you've got just a bunch of fans. I know I talked to Lang about how literally he's on the phone with the NBA politicking as to why they should get credentials.
Mm.
You know, like we should be able, you know, he said like we should be able to vote on, you know, the awards too. Mm-hmm. Like stuff like that. The fact that now everyone writes about shoes, but back then it was like, oh, you guys are just taking shoe money.
Mm.
You know, just kind of how they reviewed the fact that they embraced guys like Iverson before even the NBA did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people forget about that 20, almost 30 years later. Allen was not this beloved figure.
Mm.
I mean, they were telling me a story where literally people in the NBA are going like, why does he have these friends with him? Like who are you? Know, they talked about just, you know, why does he have to have tattoos?
Yeah.
you know, before then, I think what Dennis Rodman was probably the most prominent tattoo guy. And everyone's assumed Dennis was crazy anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but the cultural icon that Allen became was not what he was when he came into the league. And so you remember even to the point where the NBA Trade Magazine airbrushed his tattoos.
Yeah. Hoop magazine.
So yeah, that was a whole lot of fun just hearing some of these stories. Talking to Shamiqua was dope. I mean, I ended up on the phone. It was supposed to be like a 10-minute interview. I talked to her for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
We just talked all type of hoop stuff, you know, NBA, college stuff, you know, her career, some of the things, you know, like some of the best stuff. Couldn't get into the story, but you know, talking to her about how when she talked about mental health, you know, over 10 years ago, remember that she was considered soft and you're a quitter.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, she's happy to see that people can now talk about it and not be shunned. You know, she talked about how cool it is now in the women's game that, you know, and she says her kid can say, my favorite player is Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, if a little boy says my favorite player is a woman, it would have been like, what are you talking about? You don't say that. Which is, that's kind of how things have evolved. Talking to Jonathan Mannion was dope, you know, because after we talked about Slam, we got into all these, all the album covers he shot.
Mm.
Like, the, you know, he did the DMX, you know, the blood cover.
Mm.
Wow.
And how that wasn't necessarily, people thought it was supposed to be like a gory, like a murder. He said that was like his thing about the blood of Christ.
Was that flesh on my flesh? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, blood. Yeah, yeah. Like that was supposed to represent the blood of Christ covering him. Mm. You know, he did like the one Tony Yayo one where he has the mirror in the cell. He did, you know, a bunch of Jay-Z ones, you know, DJ Quick. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, for me, stuff like that was just dope talking about stuff like that. And, you know, the difference between shooting, you know, basketball players and shooting, you know, rappers and musicians. And he said how, you know, when you're a singer or a rapper, you're used to kind of playing to the camera, performing. A lot of these guys, they just play.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not used to that, but how much fun that was. Yeah. Man, I had a blast working on that.
Yeah, that was.
It took a while just trying to get all these different people from all over the country. And then we didn't want to drop it in the middle of the Olympics and, you know, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was a great article, man. Just a great look back at something that, as a guy that grew up just loving basketball, it shaped my basketball love. You know what I mean? For lack of a better term, it was my basketball Bible. You know, being a young black kid who loved basketball and loved hip hop, and how they did a great job of bringing the two together, or they didn't bring them together. It was always there, but they were the only ones that really spoke on it, right? And really wrote.
Yeah, he was like, he said the connection was obvious. Mm-hmm. It's just that the established media was never going to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, okay, that's just, they were never going to see. And they were based in New York. So, you know, 30 years ago, Snoop was on the scene, Wu-Tang exploding in 94, all that's going on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just some of the story, and even remember that's like pre-internet. Yeah. So I talked to Dennis Page about how the hoops he went through to figure out how to get a hold of Shea Cotton. Because back East, they'd heard of Shea Cotton, but you hadn't seen Shea Cotton. And probably people listening right now going, who in the hell is Shea Cotton? Mm. But trust me, back in the mid-90s, he was supposed to be that dude.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be, like, he was built like a grown man at 14.
He was you a know, problem.
And he talked about, you know, coming across Paul Pierce like in 96, you know, 94, 95 ish, and go, you know, just how a lot of times that magazine became how you heard about who's going to be the next, who was up next. Mm-hmm. It's because they would find these high school stars that at that point you didn't have the national, you didn't have the internet where it was easy to go on. You couldn't go on YouTube and figure out who Paul Pierce was.
Yeah.
And so Slam played a big role, you know. That's what Shamequa said. She learned about people from other areas from reading Slam on the way to school.
Yeah, I mean the high school diaries,
Price the King, yeah,
hype section and all this other stuff. I mean, I had the very first time I saw it. I'll never forget the Bel Air on Florin Road, right by Greenhaven. I saw the one Michael Jordan had just come back, and I think it was Slam number 6. It was in the magazine section, and I just got it because I was like, "Oh man, Mike! Like, mm-hmm. I gotta get this because Mike's on the cover and he's back, and I'm hyped." And then I started reading. I was like, "This is dope." And I think that was number 6, and I had for a long time. I had like number 6 all the way to like 215 or something like that. I had every edition of
the only one I know I still have is the Shamequa Holtzclaw one. Mm. I think I had her sign it for me.
To this day, people stop her for that one.
Yeah.
And she said when they did it, they didn't realize just how crazy and dope it was to put her in a Knicks uniform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said she had no idea they were going to do that. Just told her, you know, the hip-hop guy is going to take your photos in New York. And she's like, okay.
There you go.
But she lives, I believe she's in Brooklyn now, but she says, yeah, to this day, people still see her. She goes to trade shows or whatever, or she's at a game. There's people, if they know she's going to be there, they still have that, mm-hmm. you know? And that's the thing that was cool that Dennis said too, is though in an era where most magazines have gone digital, mm-hmm. because of their covers, people still want their Slam cover.
Absolutely.
So if they get on Slam, they want the actual magazine.
Yeah, De'Aaron and Domas.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that one went mm-hmm. crazy.
City went nuts for that.
That went crazy. Yeah.
And T-shirts crazy and guys. Magazines.
Yeah. And there's guys who were mad they didn't get their cover. I talked to Jamal Crawford. He's still mad he never got a cover.
Mm. I can imagine.
And it's funny. I talked to Scoop and Dennis and all, and they were like, yeah, we really have no idea how that happened. Like how Jamal Crawford never got on Slam. Because I think Jamal said he saw a poll. He was voted the best player to never get a cover.
Wow.
And Scoop was that dude too, man. Scoop Jackson, man. The way he wrote and everything else like that. He like I said, the whole magazine did, but he spoke for.
Yeah, he did. He told me a story. Actually, after he left Slam, he went to ESPN. They sent him to the Super Bowl, and Melissa Ford was there. He wrote about how everyone was going crazy about her, and people at ESPN were like, "Why would you write about this lady? Like, what is why? Why do people care?"
Big mail.
That was one of those. I'm not at Slam anymore.
Oh, man. Like,
he was like, you don't understand how these players went crazy when they saw her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, okay, I guess. But nowadays, that wouldn't even be weird.
No.
Big Mel can join the show anytime she wants.
Anytime.
Yeah, I mean, don't force me to interview Melissa Ford. I mean, I know what I would do with myself. I mean, that'd just be terrible.
Or we'd have to watch you like we had to watch your friend around Chris Webber.
Oh yeah, I was worried for Chris that day because I was like, you know, yeah, she's you know, she's liked Chris since 92.
Because I had some stuff in the car for you, and it was like, hey, I'm gonna be right here while you take your picture, right here. I could see y'all, but I'm gonna be right here.
She's like, go ahead, go, take your time.
I was gonna text Chris. I'd be like, you know, did anyone try to like, you know, assault you today or
kidnap you?
Can you describe her? I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Slam, man. I love Slam.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not like you had to be there because it's still here and you still saw the reaction as recently as a little over a year ago when the Kings magazine came out. Yep. Like everyone went crazy for that. And I think part of it is what Jay just noted, most people don't do magazines anymore. Mm-hmm. So you could go get an actual physical cover with your guys on it, mm-hmm. and feel like, oh man, we haven't had this since Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Webb still remembers his, you know, iconic. His Jay Will.
Yeah, man, iconic. Double.
You know, mm-hmm. I asked Shaq, and Shaq was like, I had a bunch of them, but I know what my favorite one is. You know,
what
so,
was his
I
favorite?
Mean, his was the one that was Notorious MVP, because, you know, mm-hmm. he was friends with Biggie.
Mm-hmm. They did so a record together.
It was a no. It was they had just won a championship, and it was an ode to hip hop. So it merged them both.
Yeah. What y'all know about Blitz and Hardball though? What y'all know about that?
I'm looking at the cover wall that Jason.
That's fire,
yeah, that's I'm like mesmerized but by
Blitz,
that.
Blitz was their attempt to do football. And Deion Sanders.
Yeah, they tried some other sports. They said they tried it. It didn't nothing connected like basketball. They tried base. They tried hockey. Mm. It just didn't work.
Different audiences, man.
I had both of the issues. I had the Blitz one had Deion in a nine. That's when Deion was with the Niners. I don't remember. It was somebody with the Niners. But I had the Blitz and Harbaugh. I think Albert Bell was on the cover. Yeah. I had them both, and it was fine, but it ain't Slam. Like, Slam, basketball and Slam, that's what that was.
I don't know.
I mean, I think I think Dennis and a couple of guys mentioned it, the fact that you had the shoe culture with basketball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People wore wear basketball jerseys. People wear basketball shorts. I mean, I've got shirts and jerseys from teams I'm not really a fan of because they're cool. People don't walk around wearing football pants. So, I mean, you know, no one's saying, you know, outside of Deion, has there been a football player where you go, man, I got to get his shoes?
Bo. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Bo was a baseball player, a commercial, Deion was too, but.
Yeah, and even then, we're going back to like the, you know, early, mid-90s.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of a
Not at
where
all.
Where you're like, man, he's got a shoe.
It's not like that. Like they had some, but it wasn't like that. Like now,
go get them
like
new that. Patrick Mahomeses.
No, Barry Sanders had his. Rod Woodson had his.
I remember Barry's. I don't remember.
But it wasn't
Rod
like,
Woodson's.
It wasn't like.
I remember Emmitt's because I know Reebok brought Emmitt's back.
Yeah.
So because I was playing football back then. I was more in tune to what the football shoe was.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was never going to be like basketball shoes. There was nothing comparable to a Jordan when it came to a football or, you know, baseball had Griffey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, but, you know, even with basketball, you had so many options.
Yeah.
So you could do a whole Kicks edition because – you know, Kicks and it actually one funny story about that too was that they put Sean Kemp on an early cover, but what happened was that Sean had already signed with Reebok, but on the cover Sean was still wearing Nikes, and they went back and forth. Do we like change this? And they ran it with Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
Said Reebok had a fit. Like how could you put him? How could you put him on the cover in Nikes?
Mm. That's crazy.
But because, you know, at that point early in the magazine, shoes were such a big part of their business.
Yeah.
And that was like a crazy risk. But they were like, they were really just kind of just going as, you know, they really didn't have rules.
Yeah.
So they were just kind of learning as they went along. And like nowadays, the stuff they did, mainstream is trying to imitate and duplicate, you know, the photography style, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine Photoshop was a lot harder back then, too.
I mean, I don't know what you do.
How exactly are we getting these Nikes off of him?
Do we put letters like the head? What do we do?
They should have put Sean, like Kemp, like had the big M.
Yeah, somebody get Jordan's American flag and just throw it over the shoes.
My memory was correct here. Blitz, I'm looking at it right now with Deion Sanders on the cover. About a year later, they had Brett Favre on the cover.
Well, there you go. Well,
hey,
he was stealing money from people back then.
Stealing money from black people then.
Got to support volleyball.
Got to. Well, there is definitely a different type of Blitz magazine when you Google. So you could have.
Wait a minute.
No, well, it's apparently a British magazine.
Okay, you scared me.
No, it's nothing. It's like, wait a minute, that's not Deion Sanders.
Like, hold up a second.
No, it's not Deion Sanders. That's the Monkees. And I don't know who this person is. Oh, there's an issue with Wham. Not what I was looking for, but I guess I'll search this. I'll search the Blitz magazine. Well, there's Brett Favre. Okay, I found it.
I don't know that one.
That's unfortunate. That is unfortunate.
Like I said, I missed the days when we didn't know anything about our athletes.
Man.
Well, I didn't like him then.
Well, I mean, he didn't even get in trouble for it. He's just kicking it.
Nah, he's just good. It's just moving on with
cruising
that.
In his Wranglers and his John Deere. And
no big deal. No big deal. Nothing to see here.
Him and Ted DiBiase Jr.
Oh, man.
Or senior. I don't remember which one it was. It was one of them.
Yeah, I think it was both, but I think Junior paid the biggest price.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Damn.
Jay, we appreciate you, man. Great work over here at The Athletic, as always.
Thank you.
But this is a top five article right here. Head over to The Athletic and check out Jason Jones' latest work. And we will catch up with you, my friend, next week to talk about Gardner Minshew.
That's right, man. Go Padres.
And stop saying that. We're getting healthy now. You know, got Mookie, got Muncy back last night, you know. All they need is the rest of their starting rotation back.
My boy Machado, do work, boy.
Your boy. Oh, stop it.
We know.
Just stop it.
We know where his allegiance lies. Here, I'll even hit the Gorilla Monsoon for you.
Will you stop?
Well.
You mean Muncy, not Machado.
Never.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, take care, y'all.
Jason Jones. Man, that's some really good stuff about Slam Magazine.
Yeah, I was hyped when I saw that. I was like, oh, snap.
I also love that Ramsey asked, who is Melissa Ford?
Come on, Ramsey.
I love Ramsey.
Hey,
for that.
Come on, man.
I love Ramsey for that.
Come on.
Just the absolute best. Well, we did it. 999 episodes. And the voice guy said, we become great tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait to become great.
I cannot wait. Tomorrow will be fun. We're excited for everyone who's going to be able to attend. For those who can't, it's all good. Like, we'll be here. The show's going to be streamed. We're going to have a great time as well. It's going to look a little different for the day, but it's going to be a blast. And remember, if you can't make it, September 9th, Sky River Casino.
It's gonna be a good one too.
We've got a monster plan for you. So make your plans to be with us that night. And, man, we will see you tomorrow. Yeah, episode 1000.
Absolutely. Vamos, D-Lo and KC.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.